sitting in watching you.
I'm okay.
You sit in that room. There's a heater there also. Hi, this is a dictation with Natasha Murray, NatashaMurray. Date of birth is 7/22/1986. Date of accident 2/12/2021. And date of service is 3/11/2022. The patient, Natasha Murray, is here for a follow-up evaluation. And she reports that she was rear-ended. And she rear-ended another car in front, which caused the injuries to her. She starts having severe headaches, and in addition, patient starts suffering from pain in the left shoulder and lower back mainly. She also started having pain in the right hand and wrist, and the left wrist. Radiation of pain from lower back to the front of the left thigh up to the ankle, and also involving third, fourth, fifth toe was reported. Initially, her sacral iliac joint bilaterally were found to be tender with positive fibers and Gosselin test. Today, the patient reports that her headache is persisting, vision issues are persisting. She has a blurry vision. She has a hard time reading and driving. And she has to blink many times. Sometimes she loses her vision. She attributes this and also the persisting memory loss towards the TBI. She was she's seeing a neurologist, Dr. Bozorgi, B-O-Z-O-R-G-Y. And now she wants a referral to Dr. Weiss for neuropsych referral. Headaches are reported to be 8, and pain in the lower back and right shoulder, the left shoulder is 7. The radiation of the pain to the left leg is now less often. 60% pains are reported relief, and ADLs that are affected are sleep 9. Mood is affected 8, the work is affected 7, general activity, relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports a history of headaches associated with vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, depression and loss of memory, as well as the patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, or double vision, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium at this time. No PTSD, panic, or anxiety is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a history of lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, pain in the left shoulder, and the lower back pain is reported. And in the GI, patient reports constipation, denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She denies digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or difficulty in swallowing. In GU, patient denies incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient denies any asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and there is no new history in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss in last 30 days. Oh, she reports 5-pound weight loss in last 30 days. No other new trauma is reported. Current pain medications are Ultram and Tylenol number 3 for pain. Substance abuse, patient does not use any other substance. And compliance is, the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. A physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 132/101. Pulse is 76, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of January 7, 2022. Dictation number 0108, 0.0087 along with diagnosis code. Plan of care. The patient misses her appointment. She did not come last month. Similarly, she did not come after the first visit for two times. And we're not sure what is the story or what this patient looks like, slightly non-compliant. However, at this time, patient is willing to come regularly. She is being referred to Dr. Weiss for a neuropsych evaluation and treatment, if necessary, with psychotherapy. She's seeing a neurologist already, Dr. Buzorgi, for management of her headaches. Regarding her spine pain and shoulder pain, the patient is provided with the MRI reports are available, and they are informing that there is a trace of bulging at C5-6 and a trace of retrolisthesis at L5-S1 and facet arthropathy L1, L2, L3, L4. Well, facet arthropathy is not related to the automobile accident, while bulging disc at C5-6 and retrolisthesis of L5-S1 could be related to the automobile accident impact. Hence, we are willing to do the LESI and CESI injections for her to help. Her MRI of the brain was found to be completely normal, and in the shoulder there is a mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis for which injection to the bursa has been advised. The patient will investigate with her family and other friends and finally provide a, if she provides a consent, we'll be more than happy to provide. A CT scan of the left wrist is ordered, and patient is otherwise stable. Thank you.